You're back from college and get to spend a special day with your hot stepmom. Written by Correspondencer. Okay, I know that I said I was not going to do too many MILF-type scripts or, you know, not do them too close together because I don't want to be put in a box and I don't want people to think, like, that's mainly what I do. Because, you know, I like to play characters that are all different ages. But last week, I played an 18-year-old, so I figure, you know, I can play a MILF this week. It's okay. And I'm just embracing the whole MILF thing. Because why not? And that's what I am. So, hey. I'm not going to make up any restrictions or rules about how often I can do them. Play a MILF, that is. So, this one, I love how casual it is. And just, the stepmom seems so innocent. And, I don't know, the whole, oh, you just want to see how large my breasts are? You're curious? Okay, I'll take off my shirt. Oh, you want to see my nipples now? Well, how often do you get to see lactating breasts in person? So yeah, I understand why you want to see them. For science? Okay. And then he wants to suck on them. Well, I get it. You're jealous of the baby who gets to suck on them. It's not fair of me to only let the baby do it. I have to let you do it, too, or else I'm playing favorites. No, that's not how that works. Not at all. I love it. And then, you know, she was moaning and groaning while he was sucking her nipple, so he got an erection, and then she's like, oh, that's all my fault. I'll take care of that. That naughty erection. I love the wording in this because it makes it extra naughty. Just the way it's written too. So yeah, this one is pretty naughty. Like, it's got this whole innocent feel to it, but it's also like extra naughty. It really is. And I was having a thought. Okay, so I totally thought that the listener was a virgin in this. Who, you know, the listener might totally be a virgin. And that's how I played this whole thing, because I assumed that the listener was a virgin. But while I was recording this commentary, I started to think, wait, what if he wasn't a virgin at all? And he's just enjoying her instructing him on how to have sex. She's guiding him through the whole process. Something to think about. He might not be so innocent. But I'm sure she likes thinking of him as being innocent, so he can let her have that. Now, lactation. So I've only done one other lactation script, and that was when I was a newbie, when I started out. It's called Coming Over Spilled Milk, and that's coming, C-U-M-M-I-N-G. And I liked that script a lot because it had strangers to lovers, and the two are stuck in an elevator. I had always wanted to do something with people stuck in an elevator, so I was so excited when I saw that. And in that one, so this woman, she's like, her breasts are totally engorged, and she's stuck in the elevator, and she really needs to get the milk out because her breasts are killing her. So the lovely gentleman in the elevator offers to suck them for her. I fell in love with this guy. He was such a sweetheart. So yeah, he did her a big solid. Just like the stepson in this one. Let me tell you, it fucking hurts when your breasts are engorged with milk. It does. So in my last commentary, I had talked about sound effects. So for this one, I had the hardest time finding a sound effect for unhooking a bra. Now, I mean, I have bras, so I can easily do the sound effect myself, but I didn't feel like going upstairs to get one. So instead, I spent forever looking for the sound effect, and I didn't find it. It, like, doesn't exist. I don't understand how that's possible. But it's okay, because I found something that sounded kind of like it. And it's actually, the sound that you hear is a plastic snap. But it works. It totally works. So, hey. And then I was trying to think of how this scene should open, because it just starts with, hey. So I'm like, okay, well, what are they doing before that? Well, she's always busy with the baby. So, you know, finally, like, she can get stuff done around the house. She's making him do stuff around the house. So I started off with one of them doing the dishes. It made sense. At first, I was going to do, you know, someone watching TV, but I'm like, no, I don't think that's what they're doing here. It would make more sense if they were doing a chore of some sort. And then I couldn't decide who was doing the chore, because I was thinking she was just sitting down and relaxing, maybe, and she was making him do housework. So maybe he was doing the dishes, and then she was just relaxing for a moment on the couch. But then I was thinking, well, she can finally get the dishes done and finally do things, and then she can have him do other things, and then a lot of stuff can finally get done because, you know, she doesn't have the baby right now. So maybe she was doing the dishes. I don't know who was. Whoever you want was doing the dishes, because I could see it both ways, honestly. But I like to think he was doing the dishes and she was relaxing on the couch. That's how I was picturing it in my head. But I think it could go either way. So yeah, I have so much fun with the sound effects and coming up with setting the scene using sound effects. I'm wondering if I should just pick a script based on what sound effects I could do for it. So if I pick something and go, ooh, I could use really cool sound effects with this. Maybe I'll do that sometime. Speaking of which, next month, I have a new series coming out that's a collaboration with my script demon, and it takes place in outer space. Oh, I'm so excited. So it takes place on a spaceship, and I cannot wait to do so many dope sound effects. It's going to be awesome. So excited for this. So that's going to be the new series that will be taking the place of Click. Although there's still going to be another episode of Click, which will end the whole series. Well, not the whole series, because it'll end this storyline. And then we might get back to Click later at another point. So yeah, good things are planned, and I am so excited for everything that is yet to come on my Patreon and on GWA. So yes, get ready, prepare yourselves.